ओम शांति। व्हेन यू आर ट्रांसपेरेंट और एंजेलिक, यू कैन नॉट कैरी एनी बर्डन। देयर इज नो हैवीनेस बिकॉज यू आर इमेज ऑफ लाइट। वी नो दैट वेरी वेरी सटल बर्डन is the burden of body consciousness, because all the actions which we did in the past were actions in body consciousness. So one of the most important, and also this morning Smoorly Baba was saying that practice of soul consciousness is most important. From time to time, before doing action, while doing actions, just remind yourself, soul is the one who is doing actions through the body. So as much we practice soul consciousness, that much the transformation or the burden changes, and really there is experience of lightness. Baba is responsible. Baba will take care of us. So if I am transparent and an angel, one of the quality is lightness, right? And angel always is one who carries or shares the message of God. And it's not messages that God has come or God is giving us, but whatever devotees are asking from God, angels will help them to fulfill their desires. I always also look at all the ancestor souls as angels. So sometimes if there is anything, then I look at Dadi Janki or Dadi Prakashmani and look at them, and whatever is my pure thought, I just kind of chat with them. You gave this thought or it's my thought? So if you gave, then you have to fulfill it, right? Because I know my experience is that we have to invoke angels, right? If you just have ordinary thoughts, but if you have pure thoughts, it's like you should feel yourself as an angel and surrounded by angels. I know there are some, they once in a while they complain. We see images, we see shadows and heavy energy. I said, because you're not invoking angels, right? Once in your thoughts, you invoke angels, they will come, protect you, provide you, take care of you. So now is, of course, one is that I create my angelic stage, but also create the company of angels. Of course, incorporeal Baba, but then Brahma Baba, Mama, all other Dadis, they are like angels for us. And there are many others, right? And their presence will inspire you to be more in angelic stage. That means you will be inspired to say the words to different people, those who are talking to you, which brings them, makes them light, fulfill their hopes, and make them feel close to angelic stage. That's the true service. I know that a lot of plans are what more service can be done through the Zoom and classes, and well, that's also important. But it's very important that I bring the right words, the right message at the right time to the person. So that deeply within that person feels, that's what really I wanted. That's what I was looking for. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to become, you know. And it's very subtle because how will you know? It's an angelic stage. I know that many times when a class is given or talk is given, a lot of people say, but that's what I was thinking. I wanted answers. That's what I. So, how does it happen? I'm in Baba's remembrance. I'm looking at the souls and I'm speaking. And whatever they need, they get it. Because Baba, your intellect is connected with Baba. So some people say, what about if I have to prepare my talk on the topic? So I said, even if you have to prepare, like have some outlines or some main points, but stay very, very open and light. So you will be connected in such a way that whatever souls need from Baba, you will feel it. So either through your drishti or words, their questions will be answered. Plus, they will get some inspiration also. What they have to do. So being an angel and serve as an angel is our slogan, right? First, I have to be angel, then I can serve as an angel. And then today Baba said it. What is an angel? Is one who has love, one who is light, and one who also has power. These are three important qualities of angel. And that's what makes you transparent also and angelic. So think about it. And when I look at everyone, I say, well, this one is angel, right? Look at everyone as angel. Our drishti towards everyone of angel is also very, very important, very useful. Not to look at person as the person is, but what person is becoming. And maybe every one of us have our angelic stage, but we have to just be aware of my angelic stage and start playing part that way. So from today, every one of you should have thought that I am an angel. Yes, you all will do it. Yeah, I am angel. Now, show me your hands. Experiment, yeah, until tomorrow evening and see how much service will be done through you. Some will have thoughts of you, but they will feel very happy. Some will have will be able to hear some words of wisdom. So just keep this thought. And also, as Baba said, we have to remain full, loveful, very light, and powerful also. And it's possible, it's just paying attention. As soon as you find that your stock is little empty, fill it again, right? Don't leave it empty, because then it will get more empty, then more work, right? Okay, so keep that thought with you. Om Shanti.